Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is a focus on the sun and the solar geomagnetic fields that the sun generates, and also some information from Lynn McTaggart's book, new book, The Bond, Connecting Through the Space Between Us, and some of the very interesting research that she describes in this book about the sun and actually all the planets and how they affect the Earth. So we're going to begin by looking at some research or theories that were proposed by a man named Alexander Chazevsky in 1922. And he started to have this sense through his research and when he was looking at that all the great historic upheavals that we had experienced over time were connected to the cycles of the sun, particularly the solar maximum, or when there's the greatest amount of sunspot activity, and then there's an increase in solar flares, coronal mass ejections, X flares that are hurled towards the Earth, and that affects the electromagnetic field of the Earth. And so this was originally, he was discredited, and the Russian government was very upset by these findings because they didn't want the people to think that there could be something other than their purpose, whatever the purpose the government had in mind to what revolutions or actions were being taken. So they asked for Alexander to recant what he was saying, which he refused to do. They sent him to prison. And it wasn't until years later after he died that other people started looking at his research and finding that it was true. That there was research then going back historically to the sunspot activity and seeing that the revolutionary times, big historic upheavals in politically, revolutionary-wise, and so on, were connected to the sun cycle, the cycle of the sunspots. And so that led people, scientists, to start looking further into what the effects are of the sun cycle, the sunspots, and the geomagnetic energy that comes from the sun toward the Earth. And they started to find that these solar magnetic fields are affecting our biology. It can actually affect our physical size, how long we live, our mental stability, what our uniquely individual motivation might be. And so this is, in a way, we could say something that is validating what we've said in the astrological mysteries for eons of time, that we are being affected not only by the sun, but also by the other planets. In fact, they were saying, they found that the magnetic fields of the sun, the magnetic fields of the Earth, when they come into certain alignments, activate certain planetary influences, that also scientists are finding that the influence of the planetary fields from the Earth and other planets can trigger solar activity like sunspots. It's not that the sunspots are triggering what's happening with the planets, but these planetary alignments can trigger increases in the sunspots, and that the Earth, when the Earth and the Sun are positioned at a particular angle to one of the major planets, and particularly Saturn or Jupiter, but any of the planets really, that there's this affects the formation of sunspots or bursts of solar plasma that heads to the Earth. And so that interplanetary magnetic field between the Earth and the Sun and the Earth's geomagnetic field interact more during equinoxes. And that's largely due to the Earth's spin on its axis. And so you may have heard me say before that the equinoxes are a time when the sun is affecting the magnetic field of the Earth, and it is a time we can sometimes access greater dimensional experience or other dimensional experiences because the magnetic field of the Earth is being affected. Now, this is also true, when we look at this to say, okay, so certain ways that the Earth and the Sun are connected, create an effect or an energy on the Earth, sometimes increasing mental instability, or heart attacks or other kinds of effects where maybe there are more violent acts in the world and that sort of thing. But it can also work the opposite way. It's not just those things. It just so happens those are the things that are being studied and that we have more access to in terms of the scientific studies that have been happening. But, you know, scientists have known for a long time that planets, when they're at major angles, and the angles mean when they're conjunct, opposite, square, those are the ones that tend to be the particularly the conjunctions and oppositions, but actually the squares are also included, that this is when the effect of it can affect radio signals. It can affect the you know, creates something in the geomagnetic fields of the Earth. And if you think about the Earth as a giant magnetic field, it has a north pole and a south pole, north magnetic pole and a south magnetic pole. And those poles are in flux and are moving and aren't stable or are, you know, in one position. And so, when there's a geomagnetic energy that is sent towards the Earth from the sun through a solar flare or a solar wind, it definitely has an effect on the magnetic field of the Earth, which has an effect on our biology, on our physiology, and what we're experiencing. So, one of the things that they have found is that the Earth's magnetic fields actually affect our cell membranes. And one of the things that they've studied is the calcium ion channels. And these are the channels that are vital for regulating the enzymes that are in the cell. It also affects the sympathetic nervous system, which includes our fight or flight response, fight or flight and actually freeze response, how we respond to stress that's in the environment. And also these fields, these solar geomagnetic fields affect the heart and the other electrical centers of the body, including the brain. When there's an increase in a solar wind or a solar coronal mass ejection that's coming towards the Earth, one of the things they have studied is that it can increase the heart rate, and it can they find that this heart rate can change velocity over a 7-day period when there's been activity that has come from the sun. So when we consider all of this, how it's all interconnected, the sun is kind of the center point. All the planets are actually going around the sun and will reach certain relationships to the sun from the Earth's perspective over, you know, periodically throughout the year, every planet will conjunct the sun. Every outer planet will square the sun and be opposite the sun. Venus and Mercury are the exception to that, as I mentioned in the last audio. And when these planets are coming together in alignment, particularly around equinoxes and solstices, and as mentioned already, we know that the magnetic field of the Earth or the magnetic energy around the Earth is affected during the equinoxes by the sun. So this is something that's fascinating to be attuned to. And we are currently in 2011 starting into a solar maximum period that will be lasting for the next couple of years. And so if we think about this geomagnetic energy, this the photon light energy that is being sent to the Earth in ever increasing intensity over these next couple of years, what is the how is that aligning with all the changes and everything else that's happening that has been talked about in the celestial timings over the years and months and will be continued to be talked about in the time that is coming up. So paying attention to the sun, the light of the sun, the gift of life we receive from the sun, the energy of light and life that is being transmuted, activated, accelerated. It's the sense is that this is a time when we literally are experiencing a speeded up effect in evolution because of what's happening with all these different cycles coming together, particularly the effects on the geomagnetic fields of the Earth, that it is time. We are in the zone of this rapid acceleration and movement into a whole new way of being, some like to refer to as the new earth.